What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most, I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, I'm Chris Adam One, and welcome to another rendition of I'm Chris Adam One podcast, episode 102. Excuse me, already struggling. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Please support your boy by subscribing to my Spotify channel. The links are in the description below. Also, you can subscribe to my many YouTube channels. I have a sports channel. I have my regular channel. Then I also have I'm Chris Adam One TV. I'm Chris Adam One TV will exclusively be airing these episodes on the YouTube channel. So if you want to check them out a little bit early, go subscribe to my YouTube page. I'm Chris Adam One TV. You will not be disappointed. Now, also share this content with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get us lit in the YouTube algorithm. Now, when I say we, I mean all of y'all. All of y'all are my fams, okay? You're in the family. You're in the Don Squad family, all right? One for all and all for one. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode, I did an episode a couple episodes back about Shannon Sharpe situation with Fox Sports 1. And I also talked about how Stephen A. Smith has chimed in and, throughout his opinion about the whole situation. Shannon Sharpe recently on his night show called Nightcap, that's on his YouTube channel, Club Shay Shay. Please subscribe to Club Shay Shay, particularly Club Shay Shay podcast. The man, as far as the, I always say this, Shannon Sharpe has great range. I just think people are entertained by the small portion of Shannon Sharpe, you know, but Shannon Sharpe as an interviewer is phenomenal. He has great range, and I really do appreciate him of venturing out and doing his own thing. So he did this on Nightcap. Nightcap is a nightly show that's on Club Shay Shay YouTube channel. Three nights a week, him and Ocho Cinco. And they basically talk about the week that was in the National Football League, as well as talking about future games in the National Football League. Okay, and he recently, and you know, they also talk about football, and they chop it up about their lives and things of that nature. And I don't know how they got to this point, but I saw a clip of this video. If you followed my YouTube channels, I gave you guys my review of Nightcap. I think Nightcap is okay, it's aight, but I'm not gonna, you know, watch every episode. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's something personal, all right? That's for my opinion. I just don't think Nightcap is my cup of tea. But nevertheless, I digress. He said this clip is running on social media, and he basically talked about his stay with Fox Sports 1, all right? And basically how he got pushed out of Fox Sports 1. Now, when you hear people say they got pushed out of a company, that's just a professional way of saying they got fired, all right? And Shannon Sharpe talked about his time at CBS Sports, and he got pushed out at that network, as well as Fox Sports 1. And then he looked at Ocho and said, hey, look, I'm going to do, you know, I felt like I should bet on myself. I should build my brand, and, you know, networks won't abandon me or push me out of networks. You know, Club Shay Shay Media is what he's pushing, and he's been pushing it for quite some time now. And he basically talked about how, you know, he, instead of being the worker, he's going to be the boss. And, you know, shout out to Shannon Sharpe. I say shout out to anybody that, you know, want to make boss moves and want to go into independent and not really rely or depend on a major network. And I always say this, you know, a lot of those analysts over there at ESPN and Fox Sports 1, you know, their brand is so large, their image is so large, they really don't need the machine of ESPN or Fox Sports 1 or CNN to, you know, do their thing. I think they're so popular, you know, the viewership is just simply going to follow them. And it you know, it's quite evident when Shannon Sharpe is on First Take, the numbers blow up crazy over there. And, you know, I talked about, I'm not going to go into full detail about ESPN being in more households and things of that nature when you're trying to compare it to Fox Sports 1. But in this clip, he basically talked about, hey, he wants to call his own shots. He wants to do his own things. He wants to make his own decisions. And I'm cool with anybody feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? We all should basically feel that way. But however, when it just, for me, it seems like to me, if he wasn't pushed out of CBS Sports and if he wasn't pushed out of Fox Sports 1, I just feel like Shannon Sharpe is one of those type of individuals that would, be happy just going into the network. And I feel like also Shannon Sharpe's personality, he has to bend to stay with these networks. I feel like Shannon Sharpe's ego really rubs people the wrong way. And the people that he rubbed the wrong way, unfortunately, write his checks. So you have to figure out the balance when you are a worker and you want to be in the good graces, if you want to say the good graces of people that are signing your check. And I feel like Shannon Sharpe's, ego, and I'm not saying having a big ego is a bad thing, but I do feel like Shannon Sharpe needs to be doing his own thing. He needs to go to the independent route where he doesn't really have to depend on anyone, any network or anything. But to me, if this never was took in place and if he was able to stay at Fox Sports 1 or was able to stay at CBS Sports, he will continue to be at Fox Sports 1 and CBS Sports. And to me, he's doing this, basically he was forced into this decision like he was forced out of those networks. And I think Shannon Sharpe, I'm a huge supporter of Shannon Sharpe. I know people, when they listen to this podcast, they're going to think otherwise, but I am a huge supporter of Shannon Sharpe. I think Shannon Sharpe is very successful, very popular. And like I said, his range as far as being a journalist, I just think a lot of people don't know the multitude of things Shannon Sharpe can do. But on the flip side of things, when you look at Shannon, if you check out Shannon Sharpe's behavior and his persona, his ego, you can see how, short term is not a big deal. But when you have to deal with somebody long term, particularly a person such as Shannon Sharpe, it kind of rubs you the wrong way. So, unfortunately, Shannon Sharpe is not that type of individual that's going to bend like Beckham, so to say, and to have a healthy relationship at the workplace. And, he got pushed out and let go of by Fox Sports 1. Now, when I was doing my videos and live streams, I said this was a money thing. Why he was no longer at Fox Sports 1, it was a money thing. But I could understand there was events, particularly the later years of Shannon Sharpe, that probably escalated to the point of the powers that be at Fox Sports 1 saying, hey, we can't continue to do business with him. And I did point out those things in the live stream, but I still feel like it was a money thing. But I did point out the fact that, he was making waves. He was being way too political on Fox Sports 1. And even though Fox Sports 1, you can say what you want to say at Fox Sports 1 versus ESPN, I just feel like there was some places, there was some, there was sometimes it, you could go left, even at a place that allows you to say what you want to say. But when it comes to politics, it kind of rubs the people over there at Fox Sports 1 the wrong way, particularly the powers that be. And you also got to understand that Fox News is all left-wing Republican type of politics. They promote the Donald J. Trumps and the people that are associated with Donald J. Trump. And, you know, Shannon Sharpe didn't mince his words when he talked about the president and the government and things of that nature. And that probably rubbed people the wrong way. But another thing that rubbed people the wrong way was the Brett Favre thing, even though I do feel like Brett Favre is the villain in this. However, the way how Shannon Sharpe approached that subject, and nobody was touching that subject with a 10-foot pole. I mean, his friend, Skip Bayless, you know, was dancing around it, but he wasn't, for or against, but clearly, you know, Skip Bayless was not for what Brett Favre was doing, but he wasn't accusing Brett Favre of a lot of things that he hasn't been found guilty of, even though we all feel like he is guilty by this. He's guilty in the court of public opinion, but not in court, and that's where Brett Favre and his lawyers, his legal team, had issues with Shannon Sharpe. And he also had issues with Pat McAfee. He worked those issues out with Pat McAfee. All right. Not so much with Shannon Sharpe. And I felt like that was a distraction that Fox Sports 1 did not want to take. That was a gamble that Fox Sports 1 didn't want to make. And then I felt like this really was the last straw, so to say, when he had the incident at when the Memphis Grizzlies were playing the Los Angeles Lakers, and he became the story, started yelling and screaming at the Memphis players and Ja Morant and his father, even though Ja Morant and his father, they're not victims by any stretch of the nature, particularly with the recent reports that's been out there. But then, you know, sometimes you have to let things go. You just say your piece, particularly about that subject. But it seems like that really ticked off the powers that be at Fox Sports 1. And to make matters even worse, you know, and I can still remember it, Shannon Sharpe was still, you know, pushing this narrative of, you know, it's still Ja Morant's fault. Even when the incident at the game where he became the star and he was yelling and screaming, if he was any other person, they would have kicked him out of the arena. But since he's Shannon Sharpe, they allowed him to go to the, go to the back of the arena and cool himself down and then be able to return and enjoy the game. But even he said on Undisputed, he made a total fool of himself. And I felt like he fumbled the bag, so to say, with that incident. And when he was bought out by Fox Sports 1, you know, we was all speculating, oh, it's no big deal. You know, ESPN's going to pick him up. You know, he's going to have a lot of people clamoring to get at him. You know, a lot of people thought that Amazon was interested in him. Apple was interested in him. A lot of people thought that FanDuel was going to do something with him. ESPN was going to throw a bag of money at him. And then ultimately, he decided to go. You know, he got a contract with ESPN, but he's only there 2 days a week. They're not giving him a total big bag for that. But like I said, he's not making nearly the money that we all speculated that he was going to make by signing with ESPN. And it seemed like that FanDuel deal was non-existent, and Apple and Amazon didn't even come to the door. So this was basically the decision that he made to this point is basically decisions that was really on the table. ESPN didn't mind. I feel like if he gets hugely popular, maybe ESPN will revisit this and add an extension to the contract, offering him more money and offering him more time at ESPN, possibly having his own show and things of that nature. But if you look at the deal that he did with The Volume, that's the digital network that Colin Cowherd owns. You know, he's his Club Shay Shay is exclusive. His podcast is exclusively on The Volume. And also in the article, he says he's going to be doing some content for Colin Cowherd's The Volume. He's, you know, he's a partner with Colin Cowherd. And I'm not, no disrespect to Colin Cowherd, but when you talk about The Volume, it's not on the same level as ESPN, FanDuel, Fox Sports One. It's great that he's going to have, you know, more control with it, but it's not more money. And I felt like that was the whole key to the decision of him getting this A-tier money, that he would be making more. He'll be making the same type of money as Stephen A. Smith and Colin Cowherd, Pat McAfee, and Skip Bayless. So, you know, we all just thought that this was going to happen, and it never resonated, okay? So, to me, as far as the ESPN deal, this could upgrade into something, you know, great for Shannon Sharp. Stephen A. Smith's got 2 years left with ESPN, and if Pat McAfee is giving them the ratings, if Shannon Sharp continues to give them monster ratings on Mondays and Tuesdays, now they have something when they revisit and renegotiate a contract with Skip Bayless, saying that, hey, Shannon Sharp is giving us the ratings, giving us the numbers. Pat McAfee is likewise, and you might have to negotiate as far as how much money you, if you want to make top dog money. I just think when you look at it, that's a possibility. And I feel like Shannon Sharp, when he mentioned that, you know, the possibilities were endless. But like I said, those big networks didn't come a calling. They didn't come knocking down the door for Shannon Sharp once he became a free agent. And I think Shannon Sharp, you know, to me, you know, you learn from your mistakes. You don't make the same mistakes twice. And Shannon Sharp made this exact same mistake at CBS Sports and now Fox Sports One. I don't think Shannon Sharp is going to learn from this mistake. I think he's going to make excuses and say, well, I just want to go independent anyway, this, that, and the third. And it kind of, you know, put some validity on what Jason Whitlock was talking about, that he knew the truth on why Shannon Sharp is no longer at Fox Sports One. You know, even though we still don't know the whole truth about the situation, and Jason Whitlock hasn't really mentioned it, Stephen A. Smith, nor Skip Bayless, or even Shannon Sharp, I feel like everyone owes Skip Bayless an apology. But I was on record telling you guys, this had nothing to do with Skip Bayless. This decision had absolutely zero to do with Skip Bayless. It seemed like I was the only man on that poll. And now that, everyone else is in agreement as well, that this had nothing to do with Skip Bayless, had more to do with Shannon Sharp and the powers that be at Fox Sports One. And that's why, you know, things happen the way they happen. But, when you sit down and you really think about it, I feel like Shannon Sharp is in the best situation for Shannon Sharp, but I don't think it's in an elite situation that he was thinking that he would be. You know, if you would have asked Shannon Sharp 4 years ago, where would he be before his contract is up? I think it'll be a different answer than what you're getting right now. But hey, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, Shannon Sharpe is you know, Shannon Sharpe is going to have to sooner or later learn from his mistakes, and it's never too late to rehabilitate yourself, and it's never too late to have a huge demand for yourself. And if he plays right with ESPN, who knows, the sky's the limit, you know. Alrighty, the next topic we're going to talk about is Tory Lanez. So Tory Lanez is in day two at his new home. I forgot what prison he's at. And I saw this on social media. I saw this on Instagram that Tory Lanez is starting his bid. It's day two at this new prison he was at, and people are using it on particular social media as a countdown. I think someone figured out that he has to do 3,000 and some odd days, and then he's up for parole or he's out of jail. And I just think people are now making this situation a laughable moment for Tory Lanez. At the end of the day, Tory Lanez was found guilty of doing something wrong with Meg Thee Stallion. Now, if y'all want to sit up there and say, if y'all want to, you know, say that he didn't shoot her, whatever, I do feel like Tory Lanez, I feel, and I always stated this, when you incorporate alcohol late at night and, you know, just feeling yourself, you get these bad examples of people misbehaving. And I remember doing a video, and in that video, I said there are no victims here when I talked about Kelce, Tory Lanez, and Meg Thee Stallion. But when the evidence started mounting and we started to witness the evidence for ourselves, clearly Tory Lanez did shoot her. Even though there's no pictures or no video saying that he shot her, you know, a lot of people thought that the other girl shot Meg Thee Stallion. I don't know about the intent. I don't think he was intending to shoot at her, or just basically busting shots and scaring her or some shit like that. But whatever. I feel like, if anything, Meg Thee Stallion is a victim of it. I know a lot of people, are viewing Meg Thee Stallion the wrong way. Someone that's close to Meg Thee Stallion basically told her to stay quiet for a while on social media until all this was resolved. All of it is resolved, and Meg Thee Stallion is, back to being Meg Thee Stallion. You know, she just threw out some recent news out there that she also has another collaboration with Cardi B, and hinted at an EP with her and Cardi B. So I don't know if that's legit or not, or, you know, they're trying to create more buzz with the tandem, particularly the Bongos music video. The song itself is I don't want to get too far into that, but Tory Lanez is going to lose his freedom for quite some time, and he's going to be at prison making license plates and furniture, and he's going to be working for like 25 cents a day. You know, he's going to be told when to get up. He's going to be told when to go to sleep. He's going to get 3 square meals a day. He's got a lot of thinking and a lot of figuring out what he's going to do with his life after prison. Because like I said in the previous podcast, you know, Tory Lanez, I think once he gets out, you know, his prime years as a rapper is going it's going to be gone. You know, maybe if he still wants to continue to be in the music biz, become an agent, or or welcoming in new acts, or maybe being on a show, but you know, that's so far away from where we're at today. I do feel like it would have been best for Tory Lanez to just lay on the sword and say that he was responsible for that particular night. He still didn't do that, and he's still maintaining his innocence. And you know, let's just say hypothetically, he was totally innocent of the situation. It just, to me, it looks a whole lot better if you are more remorseful and apologetic, and you know, you're not pointing fingers, you're taking the responsibility of what took place and what happened. But to me, I felt like that would have been the way to go, even if I was 100% innocent. Because if you look at Tory Lanez right now, I mean, I'd rather be out and about free than be locked up in prison. So, you know, Tory Lanez, I wish the best for him, but, and I don't wish for anybody to go to jail. So I hope, but I do feel like people, if they commit crimes, should go to jail. Okay. But, I do hope he, learns, from this. I think, you know, there was a whole lot of support out there for Tory Lanez to say that he was innocent. I think there's a streamer by the name of Aiden Ross. He commented on one of Meg Thee Stallion TikTok videos on social media, and basically the caption was "Free Tory Lanez." I don't know if he really believes Tory Lanez is innocent, or he was just trolling Meg Thee Stallion. Now he's in a lot of hot water for that comment, and I'm pretty sure he's going to, basically explain himself and apologize if he disrespected Meg Thee Stallion, or anyone was felt disrespected by the comments. I mean, we're living in a society where, you know, a lot stuff like that, which was funny two decades ago, that stuff don't fly no more. Okay, we are living in an insensitive, a sensitive world, not insensitive, but a sensitive world where, you know, you can say or do something and you can offend somebody that easy. So, he's going to, Tory Lanez, in my humble opinion, that's what I would have done. But, you know, Tory Lanez is his own man. I will say, he'll get out of prison quicker than Donnie Madison or Danny Madison, Masterson, whatever his name, the guy from That 70s Show. He's got to do 35 years, okay? Tory Lanez only got to do 10, okay? So, what is going to become of Tory Lanez once he does his bid? Is he going to is he going to take the podcast route? It's just, as far as being an artist, I feel like those days are going to be behind him. I mean, I think he'll be what? He'll be like in his 40s, closer to his 40s, which, as far as a music career goes, you know, he still got legs if he wants to crank out music. But it wasn't like Tory Lanez was this phenomenal, I mean, this highly demanded artist that sold out arenas and had platinum albums like Drake. You know, he was the poor man version of Drake. And, you know, Tory Lanez, wasn't that popular. Now, when he did Quarantine Radio, when we was all, when COVID hit, he got a lot of popularity because of quarantine radio. And he was flying the highest of heights and he was super popular. He was being, he was being asked to go to a lot of these parties. And he went to the Kenneth Jenner party.
There's the Kardashians and then there's the Jenners.
Yeah, the Jenners. Okay. And he went to that party and he took Meg Thee Stallion with him. And then the rest they say is history. I mean, I do feel like Meg Thee Stallion gets loose on the sauce. She gets drunk sometimes and, she might, I don't know if she smoked bud or not, but she probably do. She's more of a party girl. But I just felt like she didn't know what she, I just felt like when alcohol's evolved and involved and, alcohol make you see things that are probably not there, and alcohol makes you tell the truth about someone or you see the truth. And I think, even though it's not an excuse for Tory Lanez, maybe she said something when she was drunk that ticked off Tory Lanez, and that's why they, that's why he shot at her. But, it's still a sad, sad situation. But I do feel pity for Meg Thee Stallion, and I don't wish for anybody to go to jail. But if you do a crime, you have to go to jail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hopefully he learns when he's sitting in jail, maybe with years isolated from society, and he's reading and he's becoming a better. Sometimes a lot of people, when they go to prison, they become better people. And they simply just do. So, like I said, I wish the best for Tory Lanez. And, I hope Tory Lanez is understanding the way, his error of his ways, and he's going to grow and become a better, productive person in society. And Meg Thee Stallion, I hope she, is still being Meg Thee Stallion and is still doing her ish. And, now she's got people around her that, and I've been checking, and, Meg Thee Stallion has changed. Her transformation has changed. She's, no longer interested in being the party girl and going to parties and things of that nature. And that's good for her. And it's, from the outside looking in, she's getting better and better about that incident. Pretty much she's putting that incident in the rear view. But yeah, I hope this is the last we talk about this. Last that anybody talks about this. I'm pretty sure, Meg Thee Stallion told her side of the story. The Kelce girl has briefly talked about it. Tory Lanez briefly talked about it, but I get a funny feeling when he gets out of prison, he's going to go to, he's going to talk about it or write a book about it. And we got to rehash and revisit this incident all over again. So, it is what it is. So, okay. So, guys, that is it for another episode of I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast, episode 102. This one was a little light. It's going to manage up to be an hour when it's all said and done. I really do appreciate everyone that is supporting the podcast by, listening to it on Spotify and subscribing on Spotify as well. But never fear, if you listen to this podcast on Google Play or iTunes, I really do appreciate that as well. Wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. Also, you can check out this you can check out this podcast on my YouTube channel. I'm Chris the Dom One TV.
All the links to my YouTube channel is in the description below. Subscribe and enjoy. You will not be disappointed. I promise you, okay? And no matter if you are a day one subscriber or you just recently subscribed, I really do appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. You know, I'm trying to figure out a perfect time to upload these episodes, and it used to be Saturday, but now I done pushed it a little bit earlier on Wednesday. So Saturday is gonna be for recording, and I felt like I had a little time today to record more for the show, and I'm just going to get this show edited and processed, and this show will be uploaded as well, okay? But guys, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris Down One. Outro.